Today's shiur is dedicated by a loyal listener from England for refuah shleima for Yehuda Leib and Bashem. Today's shiur is Masechta Tanis Daf Chof Hei. We will begin on Daf Chof Dalar Mabeis, two lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara Amar Yehuda Merav, as we spoke at the end of yesterday's shiur about Rav Chanina Vadoisa. The Gemara begins today's shiur again with speaking about Rav Chanina Vadoisa. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, V'chol yoyim, V'yoyim every single day, Bas Kol Yoytzes V'Meris, there's a Bas Kol that comes out from Shmayim and announces the Kol Ha'olam Kulay Nizim B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, the entire world is supported because of the schus of Chanina. Chanina b'ni, a Chanina is satisfied b'kaf charuvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos with just a small amount of carob from one week, from one Shabbos to the next, that is not a very expensive food. And as the Yavetz explains, every generation there's a tzaddik that all of the world is supported b'schus of that tzaddik. Now Gemara is saying that in the time of Rav Chanina b'ni, that was the tzaddik who the whole world was being supported. The famous vort from the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem says, "Kol olam kula nizim b'shvil." He says the word shvil means a road. Shvil means a pipe. The pipeline through which the entire world has Panosa, says the Gemara, is from the tzaddik. The tzaddik himself doesn't really need much. And it's only the tzaddik's schus that helps us, all of us, have Panosa. And the Ben Yoyada takes this one step further. He says, Chanina b'ni, dailoi b'chav charuvin, says the Ben Yoyada, only because Chanina is satisfied with this small amount, that Chanina is satisfied with just kaf charuvim, that's why we all have panosa. He says, if Chanina, Reb Chanina ben Daisa, would require more, that would adversely affect all. But I did see a very interesting story. The original Rebbe was a Rebbe that acted in a very royal fashion. He wore beautiful clothing. He had a very expensive horse and buggy. And the Yitev Leiv once came to visit him. And he saw, as he walked into the shul, that there was an individual who was dressed in the finest garments. And he thought that that individual was perhaps just one of the chassidim. But then, afterwards, he discovered that it was actually the original Rebbe himself. And he asked him, well, didn't we just learn the Kol Olam Nizim B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, that the entire world has panosa because of the tzaddik, and the tzaddik dailoi b'kav charuvin me'erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. So why do you act in such a fashion, in such a royal fashion? So the original Rebbe answered that the Shulchan Aruch HaChayesh Mishpat, Simen Samech Sivkot Gemel, teaches us that if somebody promised to support somebody else, so how much does he have to support him? So he says that it depends on the style of the person who made that commitment. He says that if I, who help and daven that people should have panosa, if I am accustomed to living a life of royalty, then that will help that the people I daven for will have the same. Says the Gemara, Ava Regila Davisa, Reb Chanina's wife would be accustomed lemechmet tanuru kamali teshapsa. She would heat up the oven every erev Shabbos v'shadya karta, and she would throw into the oven a substance that would cause that there should be smoke. In other words, they really didn't have enough to live on, but she didn't want people should think that they should know that. So she put in the smoke that people would think that just like in all the other homes. On Erev Shabbos, the baking challah, and her home there also. Mishum Kisufa, because she was embarrassed. Says the Gemara, Hava Hach Shebishta Bishta, there was a neighbor who was not a nice person. Amma, Michti Yadana, the Leslov Amidi. She says, I know the truth, that she doesn't have anything, and that this whole baking in the oven is a charade. My Kulahai, what's going on here? I'm going to catch her. So she went, Ozl Vatarfa Baba, she went and she knocked at the door of Rav Chanina ben Dois's home. Ichsefa, Rav Chanina ben Dois's wife was embarrassed, Va'ailul and Drona, and she went into one of the inner rooms, and says the Gemara, Avla Nisa, there was a tremendous nace that occurred, the Chazila Tanura Malalachma, that she saw, the neighbor saw, that Rav Chanina's oven was full of bread. Va'agna Malalisha, and the bowl in which they mixed the dough was also full of dough. I'm like, plinza, plinza. So she called out to this Rav Chanina's wife, Isamasa, bring a shovel, bring something that you could take off the bread from the kachar lachmach, because if you don't quickly take the bread out from the oven, it's going to burn. So she says, actually, that was the purpose that I went into this room. Tana, afhi lahavi marda nichnasab. And says the Gemara, this wasn't just an excuse that she made. She actually went in for that purpose. Neshimu lamedes benisim. She knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a nes for her, and therefore she could be confident that Hashem would help her, that she should not be embarrassed. She should not be embarrassed in front of a neighbor. Another pshat that the Sfasem suggests just the opposite. She says once she realized that she was in such a situation that people were thinking about her in this way, she was certain that at that point HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a nes for her. Another pshat is that she originally went in because she was embarrassed, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the nes for her, so at that point she says, I have to, of course, bring something to be able to get the bread out. The Magen Avraham says, based on this Gemara, this is the source for the minig that people, the women bake challis l'kavod Shabbos. Why? So he says that during the week, the halacha is that pas palter, baked bread that was baked by a non-Jew, not in a private home setting, is permitted to be eaten. But on Shabbos, people are makbet to only eat pas Yisrael. And since people are makbet to eat pas Yisrael on Shabbos, everybody bakes challis for themselves. The Eli Rabbah says that it has nothing to do with pas palter. In other words, according to the Eli Rabbah, even if you live in a place where there is plenty of bread that's pas Yisrael, l'kavod Shabbos, he says, l'kavod Shabbos, it's appropriate that everybody should bake their own bread and not just rely on store-baked bread. So I saw that, says the Gemara, Amar Lei Devisa, so his wife said to Rav Chanina Mendoza, Ad Emes Nezav and Estar Kulahai, for how long must we suffer? Amar Lei Mai Navet. So he said to her, what do you want I should do? So he said, "Boy, Rachman and Neslach Midi." She said, "Davent Hakadosh Baruch Hu that we should have something." Boy, Rachman. So he davened, and Yotzes commits his peace. Yad, and Peter heard a hand came from Shemayim, the Yavale, and gave Rav Chanina chad kara the psor de dehava, a leg of a table that was made out of gold. Chazia bechalma. And then Rav Chanina's wife saw in a dream, Asid tzadik da achla psur de dehava, all the tzadikim in Olam Haba will sit on by a table. This like talas kari that have three legs, the iu and Rav Chanina and she absurd the tray kari will only sit by a table that has two legs. Amrla nichaloch. So she said to him, "The mechel is. Are you satisfied? The mechel achal kolam absur the mashlam that the entire all the tzaddikim in Olam Haba will sit on a good table. Vanam absur the mechaser and will sit by a table that's missing a leg. Amrle my nevid." So she said, "What should we do?" So said, "By Rachme, Rav Chanina davened the nishkle menach that it should be removed, and by Rachme shaklu an attacker that gold leg was." Re- taken back. And says the Gemara Tana, Gadol Nais Achron Yosem Merishon. The second Nais was even greater than the first Nais. The Gemiri, because we have a rule, the Me'ev Yavi, when Shemayim, they give us Miklish Mishlok Lashakli, but they don't take back from Shemayim. But what happened over here was that we got, that it was taken back. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained, this is how, what we say in Birchas HaMazon. V'kol tov u'mikol tov lo'olam ha'yichasreinu. Why do we say kol tov u'mikol tov? So, we'll have, because we're just learning now, that if we have olam haza, it detracts from our olam haba. So we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our benching. Kol tov, we should have everything we need in olam haza, and even though we're going to have everything in this world, umikol tov l'olam ha'chasreinu, that when we come to the olam ha'eves, when we come to the olam ha'eves, we should not lose anything that we're supposed to have. So I saw the Sfas Emes has an interesting pshat in this Gemara. He says that if somebody loses something, the way he's supposed to look at that situation is that it's min shemayim, they want him to suffer, and that's why he loses. And that's why when the Torah is so, it tells us to do the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. By doing the mitzvah to say of Shavas Aveda, that's how you find things you lose. But if the person who lost something is not careful, then that's Mishkel Shokli. They take away, but they'll give it back to you. But if, says the Sfas Emes, if a person is not so comfortable, is not so medagdic in the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, says the Sfas Emes, he won't get back what was taken away from him. I saw that the Ksav Sofer has a different pshat. He says, Rav Chanina ben Daisa really didn't miss anything from this world. He lived his life learning, doing mitzvahs. But his wife was upset. So she asked that he should help, that they should have panosa. But, and they gave him the gold leg. And the message that they were sending to Rav Chanina with that gold leg, says the Ksav Sofer, that there's a special schar given in the Olam HaEmes for people who live their lives learning Torah mitoch hadchak, that they learn Torah even though they don't have it so easy. And that's why he asked that it should be given back. I saw that the Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains, Mishkol HaShokli, we don't take anything ourselves. Whatever we have in this world, we should realize, Mishkol HaShokli, we don't take it ourselves. Min HaShemayim Me'ev Yavi. Everything we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. Another pshat that I saw, a very nice pshat. There was once a person who was successful, and then he would lose his money, and then he'd be successful, and then lose his money again. So he came to the level of a Rebbe and says, what's pshat? He says, Gemiri, if you learn Gemara, somebody who learns Torah will be Zoicha, that Meshemayim Mavi Yavi, he will be only given bracha, he will be given success, but Mishkol HaShokli, he will never lose, he will never lose that success. I saw a beautiful vart from the Beis HaLevi in this Gemara. We often say in Ashrei, Ritzon Yireyev Yasa, that Kadosh Baruch Hu does the will of Yireyev, the people who are his, who fear him, v'shiyashavosam yishbav yoshiyem. And that pasuk is a difficult pasuk to understand. If Ritzon Yireyev Yasa, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did already what they wanted, why v'shavasam yishmav yoshiyem? So he explained that sometimes somebody really wants something. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu really knows that that's not what's best for that person. But because the person is so anxious to receive it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him. Ritzon Yireyev Yasa. But then, after Ritzon Yireyev Yasa, what happened is v'shavosam yishma v'yoshiyem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, and then afterwards he's not happy with what he got, Now he has to cry. But the second time is much more complicated than the first time. Why? Because it says, Shemayim me'ev yavi. It's so much easier to get from Shemayim, Mishkalei Shakli. But once they give us something from Shemayim, they don't want to take it back. And that's why, Vashevosom Yishma V'yoshim. I saw another pshat from the Sefer Divrei Yisrael. Mishmayim Mav Yov. A person should know that everything he gets is Mishmayim. He should never make the mistake that Koychi V'oitzim Yadi Osul Chayle, that what he has is because he's successful. The Mishkal HaShekli, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so generous to us, that Mishkal HaShekli, he doesn't give it to us in Mishkal. Mishkal means by weight, by exact measure. But on the contrary, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, he gives it to us in the most generous, in the most generous manner possible. So I saw that the Yaros Tavash has a different approach to this Gemara. He says that tzaddikim are constantly anxious to do mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs that, of course, they're anxious to do is the mitzvah of tzedakah. But if somebody doesn't have money, it's difficult to give tzedakah. But if somebody does have money, so it's difficult to fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah properly. What do I mean when I say that it's difficult to fulfill the mitzvah properly? It's difficult to be certain that when you're giving the tzedakah, you're giving the tzedakah with the proper kavana. You're not giving it for kavod. You're not giving it to people that you like and not to people you don't like. So what happened was like this. All the tzaddikim in the world to come, explains the Yaros Tavash, have tables with three legs. As it says in Pirkei Avos, that the world stands on Torah v'avoid the Gemilas Chasadim. The Gemilas Chasadim, that tzaddikim who don't have money, is a perfect Gemilas Chesed. Because although it's a minimal Gemilas Chesed, but whatever they do, you can't say they're doing it for covet, you can't say they're doing it for ulterior motives. They davened, Rav Chanina Mendoza and his wife davened, that they should have enough money that they should be able to do tzedakah generously. But that means that they won't be able to do the mitzvah Gemilas Chasadim with the perfect kavana. And that's why he lost one leg, the leg of Gemilas Chesed. They realized after they had money that it's much easier to give tzedakah when you don't have money than to give tzedakah when you're wealthy. And that's why they asked that leg be taken back. Says the Gemara, Chad Bei Shimshay, one Erev Shabbos, Rav Chanina Ben Doisi Chazi Labayrta De Havas Atziva. He saw his daughter that she was upset. Amalei, so he said to Biti, Lamai Atzivas, why are you upset? Amalei, Kli Shel Chaymus Nitzchavli B'Keli Shel Shemen. I had a vessel of vinegar got mixed up with a cup of oil. V'dlakti M'meni Oil Shabbos, and I used the cup of vinegar instead of the cup of oil. Amalei Biti Ma'ech Pesloch. So he said, why does this bother you? Misham L'Shem V'Yidlok, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that makes oil burn, Yoyim L'Chaymus V'Yidlok, could cause vinegar to burn. Tana, and explains the Bryce, indeed what happened was, Hayudalik V'Hayulach Kol HaYoyim, the vinegar was burning the entire day, Ad Hevi'im Menu Or L'Havdala, until they brought, they lit the candle for Havdala from it. So I saw that the Ben Yoyada explains that she lit it and it stayed on. But Matzoi Shabbos, she didn't want to use that candle itself for Havdalah because it was something that was Maisa Nisim. And something which is Maisa Nisim, she did not want to use something which is Maisa Nisim. And that's why on Matzoi Shabbos, she lit another candle from that candle. The Nefesh HaChaim explains in Shar Gimel, Perik Yud Gimel, Perik Yud Beis. He says a school in the floor. He says something that works perfectly. That if somebody is experiencing difficulty, he should have in mind Ein Oid Mavadoi, that everything that happens in the world happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. And if somebody comes to the perfect full recognition that Ein Oy Mavadoi, he accepts that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he will be saved from all sorts of tzaras. And that's what he says. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes, teaches us that when Klal Yisrael were at war, and they would lift up their eyes to Hashem, they would immediately prevail. Because as soon as they recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and everything comes from Hashem, they have nothing to worry about. And he says that's exactly was the declaration of Rav Chanina ben Daisa. Rav Chanina ben Daisa said, if we believe with our whole life that everything that we have was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there's nothing to be, there's nothing that impresses me. There's nothing that can't happen. And the same way that oil can burn, the same way that oil can burn, the vinegar can burn. As long as we believe that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chanina ben Daisa have a hanach easy. Rav Chanina ben Daisa had these goat, amalei kamafsadon. So the neighbors of Rav Chanina complained that the goats were moving into their fields and ruining the fields. Amalei ikamafsadon. So he said, if that is indeed the case, nechlina dubi, may bears eat up those goats. Viloi, but if that's not the case, kachada v'chada, every one of these goats, tesel urta dubi b'kernayu, at night when they come back into the city, they'll carry a bear on their horns. Lurta, and indeed that's what happened. Isa kachad v'chada dubi b'kernayu. At night, everyone brought in such a bear. Havlei hu shavata. So says the Gemara, another story with Rav Chanina ben Daisa. He had a neighbor, the Kabanya Beisa, that was building a home, Flaimata Kishuri, and the beams were too short, and they couldn't reach from one wall to the other. Asil Kamei, so she came to Rav Chanina, Amalei Benisi Beisi, I'm building a home, Flaimata Kishuri, and the beams don't reach the wall. Amalei Mashmech, so he asked her, what is your name? Amalei Iku, she said, my name is Eku. And from here we see, says the Ben Yada, that when we're davening about a person, we should mention the person's name. Tana higiu achiyotza amalekan va'amalekan. The beams reached one amma in each side, in each wall, past the wall, that everybody should see how the beams got longer. Yeshamim snifim asu. The pieces of wood got attached to the beams, and that's how they got longer. Tanya, Plima, Aymar, Aniri, Issa, Issa, Bais. Plima says, I saw that house. V'ya k'rois v'yotza amalkan v'amalkan. I saw the beams going out and am in each direction. V'amali, and I was told, by Zeh, Shakira, Rav Chanina ben Daisa b'tfilosoi. This is the house that had Hanah, that Rav Chanina ben Daisa caused that the beams to be built because of his beams. Then Eliyahu explains what's the machloikus, what happened with the beams. So he says the machloikus was this house near the Rosh Hashanah? If the house was near the Rosh Hashanah, one may not cause that his beams should be sticking out into the Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, what happened was that they only were attached in the house, but they didn't go out. On the other hand, if it were not they were not next to Rosh Hashanah, they were able to extend into the Rosh Hashanah to teach us to show this Gevald Ganes. And I saw that the Ben Yoyod explains an Amma we know is six Tfachim. And the reason these beams lengthened, extended six Tfachim is to announce that why was Rav Chanina ben Daisa Zoicha to this wonderful mace? He was Zoicha to this mace, this fantastic mace, was because he learned Shisa Sidra Mishnah. And all the bracha that we have in the world comes because we learned Torah. So the Gemara goes back to the previous story where Chanina ben Daisa had goats. And as I saw, the Mefarshim explained, shouldn't the Gemara first finish that story? So he said, so the Sefer Lev Rochav explains, because the neighbor of Rav Chanina ben Daisa saw the nace of the goats, she realized what an incredible neighbor she had. And because she realized what an incredible neighbor she had, she approached him when she had this problem with the beams. And that's why the Gemara interrupted with telling us the story of the beams. Says the Gemara, where did he have goats? For Ani Hava, He was a poor person. He certainly couldn't afford goats. And furthermore, says the Gemara, Oyd Amr Chachamim, Chazal teach us, Behemadaka Beit Yisrael. One is not allowed to raise a Behemadaka Beit Yisrael because they have the tendency of going into other people's field and eating what they're not supposed to eat. So how did Rav Chanina ben Doisa have such things? And if they had it, how would they have ever, even if he had the money, he would certainly not spend it on that. Amar Pinchas, Masa v'over Adam Echad HaPesach Beisai. Says the way it happened was, there was once somebody passing by his home. V'niach Shem Tayin HaGoylem, and he left some chickens there. U'matzon Ishtar Shem Chanina ben Doisa. And Chanina ben Doisa's wife found them, and he told his wife, we may not eat from these eggs, from the chicken's eggs, because we have a mitzvah, Shavas Aveda. And many eggs were born that turned into chicks. And it was difficult for them to take care of all of those chickens. So the halacha is, if somebody's watching an Aveda, what he's allowed to do under such circumstances, machram, you could sell it. The konam d'meim izim. He bought goats, which are easier to tend for. Pam achas avos adam shavdu men etan agoylem. And one time, a man, this man who lost the chickens, passed by. Vamer lechaveri, and he was walking with his friend, and he told his friend, "Bekani nachti etan agoylem shli. This is where I left my chickens." Shem Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina immediately heard this conversation. Amalai. So he said to this man, "Yesh lechem simin. Do you have a simin that you could show us that these chickens were yours?" I'm like, hey, absolutely. Nasanai Simon, he gave the simon, the nutle season, and he took the goats instead. And says the Gemara, hein easy, those are the goats, the Isa Dubi Bekanayu, that delivered the bears on their horns. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazman Ptas, the Chikele Milsa Tuva, he was extremely poor. Ovid Milsa, he did Akosa Saddam, as we know, it was very common. The most common refuah in those times was letting blood. They believed that all the infections were in the blood. And by having the blood let, you could get the blood that's infected out and replace it with healthy blood. But it's very important after one does bloodletting to eat something to be able to replenish the blood, replenish the strength. But he had nothing to eat. The shakal barbatuma, he took some garlic, and he put it into his mouth. He fainted and he fell asleep. And his colleagues came to him. They saw him in his sleep, laughing, crying and laughing. And fire was coming out from his forehead. When he woke up, they asked him, why were you laughing, crying and laughing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting with me. And I said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how long must I suffer in this world? Do you want me to turn over the entire world? Because as the Gra explains, going back to the beginning of our shir, he said to him, the entire world's panasa is because of you. And if you aren't happy, I'm prepared to turn over the world. And now I'll make that you should be born in a time that you should have the mazel of being wealthy. So he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would be willing to do this for me? So he asked, the years that I live, do I have more years to live, or the chayina tvei, or the years that I lived are what's more, the years I have, or the years that I've lived, or the years that I have left to live? Amalei dechayis, the years that you lived are more than the years that you have left to live. Amalei kamei, so he said to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, imkei, if that's the case, loy bina, I'm not interested in you making any change. Amalei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Bahai Agra, as reward, Damrit Loi Be'ina, that you are satisfied, and you said, I don't need you to do anything, Yavna Chla'alma Da'asi, I will give you in Olam Haba, Tleis and Aravasa, the Mashcha Afras Dachrin. I will give you 13 rivers full of Farsman oil, which are very expensive, to Pras v'Diglas, and there will be large rivers like the Pras and Diglas, the Mangaspu, that you could enjoy that world. Amr l'kamei, hai v'suloi. So I said to him, that's what you're giving me and nothing else. Amr l'chavrach mayahevna. And what will you give to me, my friends? I'm like, v'anam gavri deles leiloi b'ina. So he said, I don't want you to give me, he said, Ta'kodesh Baruch Rabbi Lozba Medas, anything from somebody else. Mahayim b'kutloi b'taisi. And then Ha'kodesh Baruch Hu gave me put his hand on my forehead. V'amah lozbri gerech bach giri. He says, because Ha'kodesh Baruch Hu touched him, that caused that the fire should come out of his hand. So the Yin Yaakov explains, what was this question, if he had more years left or not more years left? He says, a person is brought to this world to make a Kiddush Hashem. So he says, if I have many years left, and you will make me wealthy, so I can make a Kiddush Hashem, so therefore it's worth it. But if I don't have that many years left, my whole purpose of being in this world is just to make a Kiddush Hashem. But that I won't be able to accomplish anymore, so there's no point. Says the Gemara, Rav Chama bar Chanina goes to Tanisa. He was going to Tanis for Leos Mitra and it didn't rain. Amar Rav Yishub and Levi goes to Tanisa. So he said, when Yishub and Levi decreed a fast, Vos Mitra. Amar Le, Ha Nova Ha Berli. He said, look at me and look at Yishub and Levi. Amar Le, so he said, tell him that he should come here and we'll have kavana and we'll daven together. And like that, we'll cause that the tzibur should do tshuva and then osimitra. So the Ben Yoyada asks, if we see in our Gemara that Yishub and Levi had the ability to cause rain, why did he need... Why does Rav Shuman Levi need Rav Chama to join him? He should have just said Rav Shuman Levi should daven. So Ben Yehuda says that this was already after they had a decreed a fast. Rav Shuman Levi was able to be mespalul before they were Goyzer Tainus. But once they were Goyzer Tainus, the only way rain will come, he explains, is if people do tshuva. Amalhu nichlehuchu shiyava mata b'shvileinu. So dasim uban rachmi. So says the Gemara, they davened v'loyasimitra, and it didn't. It still didn't rain. Amuhu. So Rav Chama turned around to the tzibur and said, "Nichlechu shiyavim mata b'shvileinu. Do you want that the rain should come only in our merit, not in your merit?" Amar lehein. Amar. So he said, "Rakia, rakia." He spoke to the heavens. He said, "Kaseh panayich, get cloudy v'loyichsi." And didn't help. Amar Kamen Azim Pnei Rakia said, how strong is the sky that they're not willing to get cloudy? Ichsi, at that point, they accepted what he said for Asamitra. Says the one, Levi goes to Tanesa, Levi decreed affairs for Asamitra, and it didn't rain. Amar Fana Ban Shalom, he said, Ban Shalom, Elisavi Yashafta Vamorim, you went that sin in the Shemayim, and you don't have Rachmanos on us. Osamitra. So the rain came down. Itla, but says the Gemara, that Levi became lame because he should not have spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a fashion. Amar Beloza, Loilam Ayatech Adam Dvaram Klapi Mala. A person should not speak in a sharp fashion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we find here, Shrei Adam Golotich Dvaram Klapi Mala, Levi spoke in a harsh fashion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vitlu, and he became lame. Umanu Levi, says the Mavaha Gamalei, is this what caused it? Levi once demonstrated how to do a kida, a type of doing of bowing down and vitla. And says the Gemara Havaha Gamalei. So the way I saw that the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara Ray Rashi explains that because he had this Aveira, that he had spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a harsh fashion, so when he did this demonstration, normally you need Siyata Deshmaya, that you should not get wounded. He didn't have that Siyata Deshmaya because of that episode. The Cheshek Shleimer says that the Pshat is that normally he would have had a refuah. But because he had this avera, he did not have a refuah. He heard clouds speaking to each other. And the Mashah says, what pshat that he heard clouds speaking to each other? So Mashah says what it means is that he heard that the Sarim, the Malachim of the clouds, were speaking to each other in the Shemayim. The Rashba says that he saw the two clouds banging against each other, and that he understood meant that they were speaking to each other.
Let's
bring down the water on Amon Amoyev, on the non-Jewish countries. When you offered the Torah to Klal Yisrael, you went to all the nations of the world, and nobody was ready to accept the Torah. And now you're specifically giving them rain. Bring the rain down in Eretz Yisrael. Shaja dechtayu, and indeed the rain fell in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Darsh b'chiba uloni, Ma'idik said, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzadik ha-toma yifroch, ke'erez b'von in yiska. Im nema tamar, if the tzadik is compared to a tamar, to a date tree, loma nema erez, why is it compared to a cedar tree? Vim nema erez, and if the tzadik is compared to the cedar tree, loma nema tamar, why is it compared to a date tree? Says the Gemara, ilo nema tamar, if we were only compared to a date tree, Hayisa Omer, we would think, Ma Tama Engizle Machlev, the date tree, if it's cut, the branch doesn't come back. Av Tzadik Chasusham Engizle Machlev, a Tzadik can't regenerate, and he won't get off a Tchias HaMesim. Lekach Nema Ke'erez, that we're compared to an Erez that regenerates. Vil Nema Erez, Loi Nema Tama, Hayisa Omer, Ma Erez Enoi Seperis, the cedar tree doesn't produce fruit. Af tzadik has shom enoy superis. The tzadik doesn't produce fruit. He won't get schar for his maisim toivim, which are the peiris of his for what he's done right in this world. Lekach nemar tamar. That's what the Torah compares him both to a tamar ve nemar erez, and also compares him to an erez. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'chi erez gizay machlev. Is it true that the bark of the Erez regenerates? If somebody bought a tree from someone else with the condition that I'm going to cut it down and use the wood, but of course I have to leave you enough of the tree that it could grow again. The loch is magim and akar ketefach. He has to leave the height of a tefach, the koitzitz, and then he could cut down the rest. But sadna shikma, if he bought a sadna shikma tree under such an arrangement, he has to leave shnei tefachim. But psulas hashikma, he has to leave shloshet tefachim. Begahanim gefanim, mina bekakel amala, the place where there's like a knot, that's where you have to leave the first knot on the bottom of the tree and up. You could cut below that. You have to leave with the column by rosem. Choyfel mato mashush. You could completely move the whole tree. Lefish engiz lemachlif. So what are we saying here? Ask the Gemara that it does regenerate. Answers the Gemara. Hachem ma'iskinen b'sham minei rosem. Here we're speaking about a different type of cedar tree. Because Rabbi Rafuna, Dama Rabbi Rafuna, asar minei rosem heim. There are actually 10 different times that 10 different types of cedar trees. Shenema, as the pasuk says, etem amer midba erez the hadas a chemen osim barava broish tidav asashi yachtov. So the plain erez tree indeed does regenerate, but not these other ones. Tanabonim, Master Rabbi Elazar shegaza shloisha as a tainus latzibur. Rabbi Elazar wants to create 13 tainus, as we learned in our masechta. When there's no rain, they used to decree a series of 13 fasts, v'loy yardu gesham, and it still didn't rain. Be'achroin eschilat tzibur latzeis. At the 13th fast, they started to walk out. Amlam tekanta kvarim la'atzmachem. Since it didn't rain, so we're going to perish. Says the Gemara, go kolam b'chia. Everybody started to cry, and then v'yardu gesham. And as the Mashah explains, that he wanted them to do tshuva. And this is what got them to do tshuva, and then it started to rain. The Chasam Sofer has a different explanation. The Chasam Sofer's explanation is that they had obviously not cried when a tzaddik, when there was a great person who had passed away.
So he wanted them to do tshuva on that aveira, and he caught by making them cry. And once they would cry, they would make up for that aveira that they had done for not crying for the tzaddik, and it started to rain. Says the Gemara, another story. Shem Aisib Rabbi Lazar, Shiar Lefnei Tev, Rabbi Lazar once approached the Amid. Dama Esav Abba Brachas, he said the 24 brachas that we learned about earlier, that we say on the fast day of Leinena, and he still wasn't answered. Yor Rabbi Kiva Achra V'Omar, Avinu Malkeinu Elonu Melech Ela Oto, Avinu Malkeinu L'mancha Rachem Aleinu V'Yor De Gishamim. V'Amirani Rabbonin, and the Rabbanan started talking. Obviously, Rabbi Lazar is not that great. Rabbi Kiva was able to achieve that it should rain, not Rabbi Lazar. Yotze Baskel v'Omra. So Baskel came out from Shemaim and announced, Loimim neisha zeh golem zeh. It's not because Rabbi Kiva is greater than Rabbi Lazar. El shezeh mava al midoysov, v'zeh ena mava midoysov. Rabbi Kiva was very forgiving against anybody and not Rabbi Lazar. So the question, of course, that many ask, is so that makes Rabbi Kiva greater, that he's willing to forgive people, and Rabbi Lazar is not willing to forgive people. So one pshat that I saw is that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva actually had here a fundamental machloikis. The fundamental machloikis is, what is the better way how a Talmud Chacham should act? Should a Talmud Chacham act in a more lofty fashion and not just forgive anybody? Or should a Talmud Chacham be very soft? So it wasn't that one is greater than the other. They had different approaches, and for getting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Moichalos, the better approach is to be a forgiving type of person. Another pshat that many suggest is that Rabbi Kiva came from a family, Rabbi Kiva we know was a ger. And Rabbi Kiva came from a family of people who didn't have such a great background. For him to be able to forgive people without that great yichus is much more complicated than for somebody like Rabbi Lazar, who came from a fantastic yichus. And that's why the Gemara says it's not that Rabbi Lazar was any less forgiving than Rabbi Kiva. Of course Rabbi Lazar was soft like Rabbi Kiva was. But the difference is that Rabbi Kiva, it was against his nature. He had to work on himself to be that way. And Rabbi Lazar, it came easier to because of the yichus from which he came from. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, and Masa Yigisham Yardim, till when does the rain have to come down? And we don't make any more tainis. Says the Gemara, they had a plow, and if the plow, if it rained enough that the plow could go, this piece of equipment could go into the ground, which the Mefarshim explained is three tefachim, that's a proof that we, Baruch Hashem, already have enough rain, and there's no reason to fast anymore. Divrei Meir. V'chamamim b'chareva, in hard ground, it has to be that you have, that the water penetrates a tefach. Bebeinonis, by not that hard, not that soft. Tfachayim tu tfachim, ubiboro, and in tough ground, shlosh tfachim. Tanya says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Elazar, oimer, ein lecha tefach mamala. If you have a tefach of rain coming down from the heaven, she'ena tahayim, yoitzel across the shlosh tfachim. That the water below the ground, below ground, goes up to three tefachim. Ask the Rabbi, we learned in a different braisa that the shear is tefachayim. So what are you saying, three tefachim? Answer the Rabbi, Lakasha. Kam bekar b'avuda, earth that's already worked on, so there it's going to go up to three tefachim. Bekar kush ein avuda, but if it's not worked on, then it's going to be two tefachim. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, every time somebody brought a carbon, they did Nisach HaYayin. And in addition to the Nisach HaYayin that they did, on Sukkot, we know, they also did Nisach HaMayin. Says the Gemara, Amar B'lozer, Shemenaschem Samayim B'chag, when they do Nisach HaMayim in Sukkot, Tahayim Oymel Chaveroi, the water that's in Shemayim says to the water that's on this world, Abba Meimecha, give out your water, Koil Shnei Re'eim, because we hear two pourings, as I just said, the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin. Koil Shnei Re'eim Ani Shemeya. Shenema Toim Al Toim Koirel Kotsa Narecha. When we pour, so Narecha, when we pour with our pipes, the two waters speak to each other. Om Rabbi Ludi, Chazalei Ahai, Raja. I saw the Malach, whose name is Raja, and he is the one that's in charge of bringing rain, bringing water to the world. The Damala Igla, he looks like a calf, or pierces Sfase, and his lips are split. The Kaima Bein Tohoim Tatala Tohimila, and he stands between the upper water and the lower water, with Talaim Aloy Amalei, and to the upper water, the water in Shemaim, he says, Chashoich Meimecha, pour your water onto the earth, L'Tayim Tata, and the water, underground water, he says, Amalei Abba Meimecha, spring forth your water. Spring forth your water. Shenema Nitzonu Nir Ba'aretz. Hayimisanav Yadu G'shoim Kodim Netzachama. So we discussed in our Mishnah, if they declared a fast day, and then it started to rain. What do they do? They fast? Don't they fast? Etc. Tanur Rabbanan says the Brayso. I'm a sanim. If they were fasting v'yadolam gishamim and it started to rain, koyim netzachama. If it started to rain before the nets, lo yeshlimu. Lacha nets, lo yeshlimu. But it only started to rain after the nets, so that means they had begun already fasting. Yeshlimu divrei meya. So I saw that the Mefarshim asks, the fast doesn't begin by the nets. The fast begins by Elois HaShachar. So he says, if the fast begins, it should say Elois HaShachar. So Mepharshim explains, since most people don't get up before the nights, it's not considered that they began fasting, even though technically the fast begins by Elois HaShachar. Rav Yehuda Omer, Kodem Chatzos Lo Yeshlimu. If it started to rain before Chatzos, since most people did not eat before Chatzos, so it wasn't really a fast day. They really haven't begun fasting, and they don't have to complete the fast day. L'acha chatzos yishlimu. Rav Yosi Omer Kodem Tesh Shoshos Lo Yishlimu. If it started to rain before 9 hours in the day, then they don't have to finish the fast. L'acha Tesh Shoshos. But if it was only after 9 hours in the day that it started to rain, yishlimu. Shekem Etzinim Achav Melch Yisrael, as we find by Achav Shisanim Tesh Shoshos Amala. The story goes that Achav was a terrible Rasha, and Achav wanted to take the field of Novos HaYisraeli. Novos refused, and Achav, under the device of his wife Izebel, put out a rumor that he had rebelled against the king, and he killed him and confiscated the field. At that point, a Baskoil, Eliyahu Navi, came to Achav and said, because of what you did, the dogs will lick your blood. And when Achav heard what Eliyahu said, he tore his begadim and he began to fast. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted his fast. And he said, you won't suffer, only your son will fast. Says the Gemara, and we see that he only began fasting Mitesh Yishos L'mala. Shenema Hare'esu Kinichna Achav, the Achav became humble in my eyes. It only started to rain after the net. He said that we have to keep it a fast day. Rav Ami said the halach is kodem chatzos v'achar chatzos shininu. It depends on chatzos. Shmuel HaKotem gozov tanisa. Shmuel HaKotem decreed a fast. V'yodlam gishamim kodem netzachama. And it started to rain before the nets. Everybody thought that this is wonderful, that before they even fasted, it started to rain. How should you look at this? Somebody, a servant, asked something from his owner. Just give it to him. I don't want to hear from him. There was another time we decreed a fast. They fasted the whole day, and only then did the rain come. They want to hear. Hashem wants to hear our tefillah. That's nothing to be proud of. Somebody asked something from his owner. Let's make him wait. Let him suffer, and only afterwards, tenuloi, only afterwards, give it to him. So ask the Gemara, what is, according to Shmuel Katan, the best way? Omar says, if somebody says mash v'ruach and nosh v'zeik, and the wind starts to blow, Omar mayr ageshem, and he says mayr ageshem, and osamitrin, it starts to rain. That's when we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in our tefillah. Says the Gemara, Ma'aseh v'gozer tanis b'lud. There was a story where they made a tainus on Lod, and we learned that the rain came down before Chatzos, and they made a yontif, and in the afternoon they came back to say halal. Asked the Gemara, but name a halal mikara. Why didn't they say halal immediately? Answers the Gemara, by v'rava d'armi t'vayu, l'fish ein oimim halal el ad nefes feik v'ker meleya. We only say halal when somebody is full, and then they can really appreciate the halal. Asked the Gemara, eini v'rapapa ikla be k'nishta d'avi guvar, v'gaz utanis, v'yadalam g'shamim, ad chatzois, before chatzois the rain came, Omar and Rapapa said halal, and afterwards only, ochl v'shasu. Answered the Gemara, shani b'nei mechuzo, d'shchichi b'shikris. They got drunk, and therefore they can't come back to shul to say halal, so they said halal immediately. So Chassam Sofer says a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. If there are people who, when the rain comes, they're satisfied with what they have, and they eat, and they won't overeat, because they're not people that need too much, so Hashem says, I want their halal, and I want their eating. So let them eat, and then say halal. But if there are people, if these are people who are involved in Olam Hazeh, and they say, we need to eat, and then those are people who are so involved in Gashmius, then Hashem says, let's hear the halal before they start to eat. Hanulach Sadatanis Eilu, Hanulach Sadatanis Eilu, Hanulach Sadatanis Eilu.